thought performance level was what we would have hoped and expected, and ultimately the result. If we play as well as we did today, there's not many teams in the league going to beat us, and it was just trying to get them at the right pitch, really, of not too hyped up where they forget to play, and not too undercooked where a team with a lot of energy and high pressure would give us problems. So I think if we got it about right, and from start to finish, I thought we were on top today.
Started with such a tempo, didn't you?
Yeah, listen, we were very aware. When we studied Shrewsbury, and they've done fantastically well this year, and based it off energy, high pressing, a lot of athleticism in their team, and so the team were really primed to go match that, really. And they showed, I was saying before the game, everybody has to be at maximum today. No half-hearted performances from anybody. Everybody has to be at top game, and I think they were today and got the job done.
Yeah, I mean, to be pegged back the way you were, in controversial circumstances as well, your goalkeeper knew right away that he touched that ball and was off to the linesman to ask for his help in that circumstance. Did you see him touch the ball from where you were?
Not where I was, no. I've obviously watched it back on our analysts are in the changing room at half-time, showing us everything that we want to look at, and to me, like, he's got two hands on the ball, and the ball actually diverts practically at a right angle away from the striker. And listen, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, we're standing here. I don't really want to talk about the referee. If it had been 1-1, I'd have been really, really, really frustrated with his performance today. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. I'm sure he has to go down and look at his own big decisions and see how many he got right and wrong, and we just move on.
Was it important to you to make sure the lads didn't take any frustrations of a decision they felt went against them in the second half?
Yeah, they were pretty annoyed at half-time, to be honest. But, we had to use that for the benefit of the team and make sure that we didn't step off the gas, make sure we kept it going. And I just felt as if we were back to where we've been, really. The intensity, I'd be interested to see the numbers at the week on Monday. I've talked to the team about over Christmas, New Year, our intensity dropped off. We put it down to illness and flu and a few under the weather. And we've had a good week's training preparation for this, and it seemed to me as if we were back on the button today, and everybody was at it.
Just how important is Danny Graham to you at this moment in time? He's scoring goals with regularity, and he did what all good strikers do today. He gambled, didn't he? Nobody else did. He was there.
Listen, we've talked about Danny a lot this year. I think, listen, it's a massive credit to Danny that he is reacting to my thoughts on how he has to play, really. He has to influence the game. We know he's not going to sprint away from centre-halves and, you know, tear through the middle at great speed, but if he can keep the ball up that end of the pitch for us and notch goals at the same time, he's a massive wealth to us. And the secret, of course, is to try and have... So we played Dominic on the right today to try and have a cutting thrust to the team, because Bradley's not a super fast footballer either. Armstrong off one side, it finished, and Dominic off the other actually gives us a threat racing in behind, and it's just about getting the balance. Some days it'll be Bennett and Conway, I've said this in the past, out wide areas and working really hard up and down. Other days it might be Armstrong and Samuel, and depending on whether we need goals or we're going to try and manage the game. Let's see, it's about options. That's why Adam's here, his option. Adam up front, centre forward, number 9, instead of Danny Graham, he's going to be a different threat to the opposition. He is super fast, and any ball that gets slid down the side of a centre half, he's onto like a whippet. And some days we might need to play that, and Danny will have to sit on the bench. But today, I hope we got it right. I think Danny did an amazing performance, never mind his goal, but just his ability to compete and drive the team. It's really important. I think not enough people put emphasis on the character of the football club, and today with Mulgrew, Conway, Graham, Bennett out on the pitch, people who've been at this club felt the frustration and the disappointment of it, and now hopefully are enjoying it turning in the other direction and are driving it from within the dressing room.
For us to watch, it's going to be a great second half of the season. For a head coach, a manager, what is it like for you knowing that this promotion race looks quite wide open at this moment in time?
Listen, you have to trust your players, bottom line, and my job is to put them in the right frame of mind for every game. No games that come and go and we'd be disappointed afterwards. Every game has to be that level, and if a team's good enough to beat us on the day, then we have to take it on the chin and move on to the next one. What we feel is if we're at our maximum, there ain't many teams in this league going to take 3 points off us. I think he's at 15 in the league now without a defeat, and and it's only getting them at the right pitch of intensity, really, that they need to play at every football match.
I better ask you before you go, I know you're a busy man, but transfer wise has anything moved on since I saw you Thursday?
Yeah, it has, to be honest. Quite a bit's happening. It's no news for you yet, unfortunately, but I would hope early part of the week there'll be some news and we can keep making some additions. And as I've said, I need to emphasise really to the team that produced such a good performance today. It's not to replace anybody, it's to help this group try and get over the line. And some days they'll be sitting on the bench and some days they'll be out there trying to make an impact. As long as everybody's giving everything they've got for the football club and for the supporters, then we'll be happy.